Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Michelle Forbes of Berlin Station. Ms. Forbes is an Emmy-nominated actress who's appeared in such series as Chicago Fire, True Blood, and is probably best known for playing the mother in The Killing. I'm afraid of Americans. Over the next segment, Michelle Forbes will talk about starring as a supervisor for the CIA in the spy thriller Berlin Station, which airs Sundays at 9 p.m. only on Epix. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to plug a few wicked leaks, feel free not to get snowed as we leave our Grand Central Station of the past so we can show some intelligence in the present. Michelle, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Now, you're starring in the hit series Berlin Station, which airs Sundays at 9 p.m. only on Epix. Now, Michelle, tell us about your character, Valerie Edwards, and what Berlin Station is all about.
Well, Berlin Station is, we're looking at the CIA, a clandestine, somewhat flawed institution, and the people that work there in Berlin, a certain group of people, and we get to delve into their psychologies and into this very stressful world that they live in with incredibly high stakes. And Valerie is the internal branch chief, which basically means she oversees the agents and pairs them with the assets and makes sure that, you know, everything's running on schedule and that everybody's towing the line. But because of this whistleblower that is leaking harmful information, we're sort of hemorrhaging agents, so she has to go back out into the field. And it's a very intense chess game for all of these people. And there's a lot of, it's a very stressful job, I can tell you that. And there's never a moment's worth of rest. You're always on the balls of your feet. You're always looking over your shoulder.
So tell us more about Valerie.
Fun.
What is Valerie like, both as a professional and as a person?
Valerie is deeply, deeply intelligent. She's multilingual. She has many skills that have made her a great asset to CIA. She, and this is something that Brad, our showrunner, and I talked a lot about. You know, I wanted to avoid that stereotype of, you know, the ball buster.
Right.
And it doesn't mean she's not tough. She's very tough. She's had to make very difficult decisions her entire life. But I think almost because of that, she works very hard to maintain her moral compass and to lead as a woman with her femininity as well. She's very protective of her female agents. She feels a real obligation and duty to be a mentor and a guiding force in their lives, and is protective of them. And you know, and sometimes at the cost of her coworkers debating that she's too close to them. But that's her choice. I mean, that's what I love about her the most. Actually, is her humanity, or how she at least attempts in this very difficult world, in a very difficult, humane, and cruel world, to maintain her humanity.
So is that a balance that she's trying to strike, where sometimes she values her agents' personal lives over the needs of the agency?
I don't know about personal life. I think just personal safety. I mean, right. she you know, they're sending people out in very dangerous situations. So her understanding of that is paramount. She never loses sight of the weight of that. And to me, that is her strongest character asset, and something that I find very admirable in playing her.
Well, speaking of personal lives, the work that Valerie and her agents do really can wreak havoc on their personal lives. So why do they make that sacrifice? Why do they do what they do?
Well, I mean, I think that is the wonderful question. And, you know, there were many discussions about it. I think it's for many different reasons. I think sometimes it's a true act of patriotism to be a part of this institution. And I think for some people, they sort of fell into it with a certain skill set and were recruited for that skill set and got caught up in it. I think there's a real addiction to this kind of lifestyle that is full of adrenaline and never boring. I think that there are just all sorts of reasons people get involved in it. You can't necessarily say that someone is just, you know, that everybody there is an absolute 100% patriot. I think a lot of people fell into it because they were recruited for their special skills, which is why, you know, we're not dealing with superheroes here. They're just people. So anybody could flip at any time. So when you don't know their true motives for being a part of this institution, that's why you have to always keep, you know, that third eye open, I mean, even with the people you trust.
Well, you mentioned before that the agents are dealing with leaks. So that's sort of hanging over the station. How are Valerie and her agents dealing with that reality?
Well, I mean, it's just created absolute chaos and mayhem within the station. And as I said, we're just hemorrhaging agents. And there's a real sense of, is this station going down? And how do we not only keep the station afloat, but which one of us is next? So there's a real high stake component to what's happening. It's massive. I mean, it's just like this earthquake that has shaken the station to its core. And what are the ripple effects of that? So and you got to keep doing your job, but you know, every time you make a move, the chessboard changes. So pretty fascinating and pretty timely, eerily timely.
Yeah, exactly. Now, to portray that, you guys have a tremendous cast. So what is it like working with actors of that caliber?
This is an extraordinary cast. And between you and me, they're as amazing actors as they are. They're even better people. So I really hit the lottery there. You long for a cast that is this intelligent, this experienced, and who bring their A game every single day. And you know, as I've said, it's a difference between going in and playing with a student or going in and playing tennis with Serena Williams. It's a pretty exciting, fun game when you're standing opposite, you know, Richard Armitage, Richard Jenkins, or Reese Ifans. You know, it's a good day when you get to stand across from them.
Well, it's also a good day when you're able to shoot a show in Berlin, Germany. How extraordinary was that experience for you?
Well, I mean, you know, there's no other city like it. It's such a progressive city. It's a city that's full of tolerance and patience, and there's a real commitment to peace because of their history. You also feel the weight of that history. They've never forgotten it. They've the introspection that they have as people and as a country is incredibly admirable. And it's what's given them such a healthy present and hopefully future. So it's one of my favorite cities. And I before we shot there, I just shot there a year prior. I did the Hunger Games there, and that's when my love affair with Berlin began.
Wow, great. Michelle Forbes of Berlin Station, which airs Sundays at 9 p.m. only on Epix. Michelle, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you so much. It was an absolute joy speaking with you.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.